Mission.
Okay, it's that time again. What time is it? 1930 UTC, the time at which Dubious Goals Committee always begins. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I am watching Sky Sports News. Yeah, we get that in America now. It doesn't quite make any sense, but, you know, whatever. Whatever. I'm also drinking tea, obviously. Oh, yeah. It's good. It's a little hot, but, I'm very into it right now. Ooh, yeah. Good tea. So what are they telling me here on Sky Sports News? Oh, right now they're going through the rankings of the current standings of the Six Nations rugby tournament. Wales is in first place. And when do they play next? I think, I don't know. But they're also showing me Europa League stuff. Dinamo Kiev plays Chelsea. Arsenal plays Rennes. Benfica plays Dinamo Zagreb. Inter Milan plays Eintracht Frankfurt. Slavia Prague plays Sevilla. And Villarreal plays Zenit. Okay. Good to know. Good to know. And now they're showing me some tables. Premier League table. Yeah, yeah, yeah. La di da di doo da ding la do. Blah, blah, blah. It's also telling me that there's games coming up on Saturday and Sunday, which I kind of knew already. I'm trying to think, what do we got? What's left? How much is left? How many games remain in the season? I want to say 8. That seems about right. Oh yeah, good tea, good tea, good tea. I don't know where the cat is. Pippa was yanging a minute ago. I think she's upstairs running around. And I thought she'd be down here because she spent the night in the Thunder Hut. We had more rain, but it wasn't all thunderstormy, so there was no thunder. But I think it's the wind that's driving the cat nuts right now. It's super windy again today. And here's what you need to know. All the snow melted. Or at least I should say 96% of the snow melted. And that's on top of the rain. And yeah, so it got damp here. And yes, I did end up getting some water in my basement. When I got up yesterday, there was a message on my phone from my mom. She's like, oh, check your basement, blah, blah, blah. So I went down, checked my basement, and you know, there was no water. Actually, no, I take that back. There was a tiny, tiny little rivulet coming in from this one corner. And it wasn't even, you know, we're just talking like maybe 50 milliliters of water. Barely anything, right? So I cleaned that up really fast. And the next time I went down in the basement was around midnight. And yeah, there was a little puddle in the middle of my basement. I was like, uh-oh, this isn't good, but it wasn't a lot of water. Again, it was like a pint of water total, like half a liter. Half a liter of water. I thought, huh. and it managed to ruin a cardboard box, a piece of foam core, and some water got on some canvases of mine, but I haven't even checked them. I don't think they're actually damaged or anything. I don't know. Or haven't really checked them out. So that's what I was doing at midnight last night. I was mopping up some water. It took all of about 5 minutes. It was not interesting or thrilling in any way. Oh, look at this. We just got an emergency warning flashed up on the TV screen. The National Weather Service has issued a flash flood warning for the following counties or areas. Saunders County, Douglas County, Sarpy County, Dodge County. Douglas County is me. So,
yeah.
Guess we're going to get some more rain. Yeah, we're going to get more rain. And I heard it's going to stop at about 9 p.m. At least that's what they're telling us. Will I get more water in my basement? I don't know. I could. I got up about an hour ago, and that was the first thing I did, is I went downstairs to see if any more water leaked into the basement, and no. So that's good. That's a good thing. Oh, here's the cat. What are you doing, Pippa? Oh, she's attacking the napkins, the paper napkins that are sitting on the floor. I have this weird napkin thing. Whenever I go to a restaurant and they have paper napkins, I always end up bringing all the unused napkins home. So I have a small collection of paper napkins here on the floor, which I often use as facial tissue or whatever. Because pretty much the first thing I have to do in the morning is to clear my sinuses. Basically, I sit up and all of the stuff in my head, in my sinuses, starts to shift. And, you know, like 15 minutes later, boom, my nose goes crazy. Crazy nose. It's crazy nose. All right, now that the weather thing is done, let's check the Weather Channel. It's a little bit cooler today. I'm not sure what the temperature is. What are they telling me? I don't have my glasses on. 36 or 38. That is a 6. So it's a little cooler today, but it is windy. It is windy. Oh, what are you doing, Pippa? Are you going to shred up those napkins? Please don't. Oh, kitty business, yeah. Okay, so let's drink some more tea. You're good. Yeah, so I didn't really sleep all that great. Again, I woke up a couple times because I was too hot. I thought that was weird. But I guess that's about right. I need to consider taking one of my blankets off of the pile of blankets that I sleep under. This is the tricky part. I mean, which blanket do I remove? I think I need to remove either the white middle blanket or the green bottom blanket. I'm not sure. The science of blankets. That's what's going on in my house. Blanketology. And good tea. I do love tea. Oh, and now on the Weather Channel, they're showing me a list of all the places where it might flood. Interstate 80 between mile markers 428 and 430. Yeah, I know where that is. It's far away. Fremont Lake State Park, Two Rivers State Park. Yeah. Okay. So, nothing really going on around here. Oh, and they're telling me that I might get some snow mixed in with today's rain. So maybe we'll have some wintry mix. And I never did hear if the Norfolk River flooded or not. kind of don't think it. Well, maybe. There is one really low area. If you just drive out Maple Street. Where is that? How far out is that? If you drive out Maple Street and you go through Elkhorn and you keep going out to like Waterloo, there's right where that where Maple Street crosses, Highway 64 crosses over the river, there's that campground and weird area that's in there. I don't know. You know what I'm talking about. Yeah. Ooh, that is good. Good tea today. Good tea. Okay, so... yeah. The cat is now sitting on... the oscilloscope box. Oh, that's just the right size. That box is just the right size for a kitty to sit on. Oh, look at that. Isn't that so nice? We do love kitties and kitty business around here. So yeah, I didn't sleep super great. And I'm up a little bit early. I woke up again at like... when did I wake up? At like 8:45, and I was like, I could go back to sleep for a while. So I tried to. I just laid here for another 15 minutes, and I thought, forget it. I'm just going to get up. Which means what? It might mean that I take a nap this afternoon. But, is my dad coming over today? If so, he'll come over after the show. Which means he'll get here at about 2015 UTC. And blah, blah, blah. I don't know. Does that mean I'm going to the store? I'm trying to think of what I need at the store. Sugar. Probably should get some tea. And I don't know what else to get. I've got graham crackers. I've got some food. I guess I could get some more food. You know what I really need? I really need Maradaisu. And that store is clear across town. That store is... on the other side of the city. Don't feel like driving there. Maybe I'll try... Asian Market. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, which Asian Market? We know you have tons of ethnic grocery stores in your town. Oh, you know... Asian Market. The Asian Market called Asian Market. That's a terrible name. That is a terrible name. Now I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, well, Tobe, that's a great name because it tells you what it is. The name of the place explains what kind of store it is very clearly. Unlike other grocery stores in our town, like Baker's. If you saw a store called Baker's, you wouldn't necessarily think it was a grocery store. If anything, you probably would think it's a bakery. Right? Yeah. Think about it. Think of other stores. Kohl's. Okay, that name doesn't tell you what the store is, right? It's just a name, somebody's name. We'll put it on our store. So at first, it might seem like a good idea to call an Asian market, Asian Market. Because if you're driving by and you're wondering, oh, I wonder what that store is. I wonder what they sell there. It's pretty obvious to figure out. Asian Market, it says right there. The problem with a name like this is if you need any information about it, you're not going to find it. What do I mean? Well, think about it. Suppose you need to know their hours. Let's say it's about 7 o'clock at night and you're wondering how late the Asian market is open. How do you find out? You can't call them up because you don't know their phone number. So you think, oh, okay, well, I could just look up their phone number online. Or you're probably thinking, oh, I could just go to their website or Facebook page or whatever to see their hours or find their phone number so I can call them to find out their hours. Yeah, that's not going to happen. If you type Asian market into Google, you're going to get the listings of every single Asian market in the world. Right? It doesn't quite work out, does it? No, it doesn't. Even if you type in something specific like Asian market Omaha, that's not going to bring it up. That's just going to give you a listing of every single Asian grocery store in Omaha, Nebraska. And how many is that? At least a dozen. Because I can think of the Good Japanese Store, the Butanese Store, Mekong Market, and then there's how many Indian stores? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, and then there's Gurung Brothers. And then, trying to think, we're up to like 10 already. Yeah, I suppose if you called that up in Google, you might be able to figure it out just because the list wouldn't be very long. Yeah, good tea. So what am I going to do? If I go to the store today, what store do I want to go? Do I want to go to? I kind of want to go to Asian Market. What else do I need there besides Maridaizu? I could get some of those wacky curry snack things. I could buy some rice crackers. Oh, and they've got those ones that I really, really like. Yo. Should I buy some? Should I stay away? Yo, I don't know. I don't know. And that's a store I wish I could take Pippa to. Just so I could show her the bins of crabs. Take my cat and, oh, look at those crabs. Don't they look like they would be fun to play with? Blah, blah, blah. Oh, and they're showing me something else here on the Weather Channel. All Nebraska Panhandle roads remain closed. Yeah, there's a big blizzard going on out there. And in Colorado and parts of Wyoming. Booper, my legendary friend Booper, lives in the greater Denver Metroplex area. He said, yeah, we're having a blizzard. He emailed me yesterday. We're having a blizzard. He didn't seem to care. He's used to it. But the funny thing is, in Denver, Colorado, they actually don't get a whole hell of a lot of snow, strangely enough. You know, all the snow stays up in the mountains. That's where they get all the snow. So Denver itself, yeah, it snows there occasionally, but the snow doesn't stick. It melts fast, and it doesn't really always snow a lot. So I imagine they're probably freaking out in Denver, Colorado right now. Now they're doing a live remote broadcast from Cheyenne, Wyoming. And they're talking to Janine West, the Laramie County Emergency Management Coordinator. And she just looks like everybody from Wyoming. She's awesome. She's got her Cabela's coat on, staying nice and warm. What kind of hat is that? Is that a Carhartt hat? Yep, she's... She is dressed for Wyoming. Loving this tea. I'm a big fan of Wyoming. Now, if you've been to Wyoming, you're probably thinking, Tobe, what? Wyoming. It's an awesome place. How many people are in Wyoming? I don't know. I think there's fewer people in Wyoming than there is in Omaha, Nebraska, in all of Wyoming. I could be wrong. But Wyoming is cool. I have been to Cheyenne, Wyoming. I've been to Laramie, in that various area. I've been there a few times as a kid. One time my grandparents, this is when I was very young. How old was I? I was probably only like 5, 6, maybe 7 years old. I don't think I was seven. I don't think I was in school yet. But my grandparents took me to the Cheyenne Rodeo. There's a big rodeo, and I think, no, I take that back. I think it's the biggest. I think the biggest rodeo in the world is the Cheyenne, Wyoming rodeo. Cheyenne Days is their big celebration. It takes about a week. There's a huge rodeo, all kinds of stuff. But Wyoming is cool. Wyoming, near Laramie, Wyoming, is also home of Vitavu National Park, which, if you're any kind of rock nut, you know all about. There is a large rock outcropping in Vitavu National Park. And this is old, 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 old rock. Older than the Rocky Mountains. Okay. Yeah, this rock abutment is not part of the Rocky Mountains. It surfaced on our planet millions of years before, and it's all worn down. It's all weather worn, and all the rocks are round. You've seen the Rocky Mountains. They're sharp. They are pointy. They are the Rocky Mountains. That's why they are called that. Not these rocks. The rocks at Vitavu, they're smooth and round, and it's kind of weird, but it's cool. When I was a kid, my grandparents used to take us camping there, my brother and my cousins. And it's a crazy fun place to be if you're a little kid that likes to run around and climb all over crap. Because Vitavu is a climber's paradise. And it kind of used to be one of those well-kept secrets. But yeah, Vitavu is now well known to the climbing community and other people. Think I'm drinking this tea too fast. I can feel it. Oh, lots of great things in Wyoming. Across the street from Vitavu, and when I say across the street, this is not a city. Across the street means across the interstate, across the highway. You go down the road that is the access to Vitavu, and you come to a highway. And on the other side of the highway is pretty much the smallest town in Wyoming. I think it's a population of two people. And all it is a post office. And there's something else there now. I think there's like a little, not necessarily a strip mall, but a little sort of strip gas station slash convenience store slash Subway sandwiches. Is there a Subway there? I can't remember, but it seems like that would be the place to put one. And then there's also a trailer. And the people in that trailer sell fireworks. Yay. Wyoming is a great fireworks state. Everything is legal. And so, yeah, you can get all kinds of fun stuff in, what's the name of that funny little town across from Vitavu? I don't even remember. I've got pictures of me standing in front of the sign, though. Somewhere. You're not going to see it now. Yeah, but oh man, everything is legal in Wyoming. And the last time I was there, which I'm trying to think of when that was. Was it 10 years ago? Almost 10 years ago? I don't know. I was there with my parents when we went out to visit some relatives in Utah. We came back and stopped in Wyoming. Bought a bunch of fireworks, including but not limited to actual old-fashioned 70s-style large-gauge bottle rockets. Oh, I was so happy. So awesome. I think I still have some of those. I'm pretty sure if we go down in the basement, we can find some of those. Oh, wouldn't that be fun? Wind advisory from 9 a.m. until 8 p.m. tonight. Flood watch until 7. Okay, so it's windy. It's windy. And apparently it's still raining. And now they're showing me some radar. I think some of that's going to miss us. See, that's disappearing. That's going to miss us. Although that could dip down and hit me. Just hitting the northern edge of this town. And that's me. I'm kind of on the north side. Not kind of. I'm very much on the north side. Right where the interstate is. That's the convenient thing about where I live in my neighborhood. Because I can see on big maps, like on weather maps and stuff, I can see just right about where my house is because it's it's close to the where the interstate loop turns and goes into Irvington, goes, you know. So I'm like, okay, my house is right about there. And that's also where the kitty lives. What's the kitty doing? Oh, there goes the kitty zipping away. As soon as I say kitty, somebody has to start running. Oh, boy. So what am I going to do today? I got to make sure, got to make sure I don't fall asleep between now and about 3 o'clock. Am I tired? Am I suddenly tired? I've been up for, what, about an hour and a half now? Is all that sleep I lost catching up to me? You know, and at one point in time, I had a kind of a weird little dream, too, but I don't really remember exactly what it was, although it had something to do with being in a car. I was in a car and I don't know. I was in a car with somebody, and there, I can remember looking down into the footwell of the car. That's about all I remember. So who knows? I'm also waiting for football to start. Got Europa League games on today. What am I concerned with? I kind of want to see the Chelsea game, but that might not happen. Because that might be when my dad is coming over. Which means that might be when I'm going to the store. I don't know. I will, anything I miss, I will catch up on online. That's convenient. That's what I was doing last night. I had to watch a lot of football highlights last night. And I did. And then I got distracted. Then when I got done watching my football highlights, then I started watching football highlights from games from 2002. I watched the 2002-2003 UEFA Champions League final. Because, you know, oh, watched all kinds of other dorky stuff too. And I think I'll tell you more about that at a later time. And instead, I'm going to say that you have been listening to The Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio, the home of Dubious Goals Committee. My name's Tobe. I got to do some stuff, check for water in my basement, so bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.